Hey, everybody, it's Mike with the Daily BM. Brad and I discuss the movie he watched called Trigger Warning, and then we talk about Netflix House and which favorite Netflix show we would like to experience in real life. This is a fun episode. Had a good time recording it. Hopefully you'll enjoy it as well. Remember to like and subscribe, and thanks for listening.
Hey, good morning, fuckers. Welcome to another day at the Daily BM. I got Mikey in here. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, what's up, everybody? So glad you all could join us for another episode of the Daily BM.
So before we talk about today's topic, I will stay on the platform of Netflix. I watched a movie, and it was absolute garbage the other day.
Really? What movie was it, do tell?
It's Jessica Alba's new movie, Trigger Warning.
Okay.
And I decided, well, I personally decided because I was like, you know what? Maybe I'll watch this because she's hot. You know what I mean? Honestly,
yeah, I can see you doing that.
Typical guy move, right? So I was thinking, man, she's hot. Maybe she's like got some cool scenes, you know. She's still hot even though she's older. Big
she's
deal.
Naked.
Maybe she gets naked. I don't know. You know what I mean? Get a cheap thrill. Yeah. So started watching this thing, and God, what a disaster right from the very beginning. It's just, it wasn't entertaining. The acting, which she never really was a fantastic actress. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean,
okay.
You know as well as I do. I mean, it's not like she was like great. So yeah, I'm trying to be nice, but it's hard to be nice about this movie because that's how bad it was in my opinion. But anyway, she basically plays like this military, ex-military type person or whatever.
Right.
And her dad was in the military, you know, blah, blah, blah. And her fight scenes, they were just so unbelievable. It was just no fucking way that these dudes couldn't kick the shit out of her. You know what I mean? It was like so unbelievable that I was just like, I actually kind of started chuckling and laughing at it. Like I was going, really, man, there's no, and the move, I'm like, if she grabbed my arm like that, I would just snap her little dainty arm. You know what I mean? That's the way I felt about it. Now, don't get me wrong. There are some women that are some badasses out there, you know, that'll mess you up. But in her case, there was just no way believing it. I can understand if they had, remember that chick China before she passed away, big she was?
Yep.
Now, if that she was in this role, yeah, I would have believed she could kick my ass. You know what I mean? Or kick those guys' asses. Yep. But no. Not at all. Not Jessica Alba, dude. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm not saying a hot girl can't freaking kick ass either, but it was just super unbelievable. The moves were so overly choreographed that it was just like you could see the guys like jumping into the flip that she was causing them to flip, you know, and shit like that. You know what I mean? So it's like you could see, if you really paid attention, the guy was like guiding her through the move. And it's just like, come on, man. And don't get me wrong, Jessica. I mean, I get it, man. You know, you haven't been in acting in a while. You've been playing mom or whatever the hell you've been doing, but dude, just stick to looking hot because you just didn't.
Now I'm going to have to watch it because I'll probably end up liking it because I normally like movies that you hate lately, it seems like.
I know. It seems like that's been the norm.
I'll probably watch it. I don't know if I'm going to watch it tonight because I got football, but I'll try to watch it another night.
Yeah. So you tried out for the Bucks and you made it, huh?
See. Yeah. I'm coaching football.
They might actually, you could still do better than the current staff. So just saying, even with your limited knowledge, you could probably still kick some ass and coach some winning, get some wins out there for the Bucks.
Jesus, one more year of season passes, then I'll be done.
Oh, no shit?
Yep.
That's it? Oh, yeah, that's because you got hoodwinked, right?
Yes, I did.
By the Bucks.
Yep. In August, I will no longer have soccer tickets either, so I will be free and
clear. Yeah, but you didn't get hoodwinked by them. You got hoodwinked by the Bucks.
Well, no, I got auto rolled over by the soccer people too.
Oh, they got you too.
Yeah.
God, what is it with these people with these auto rolls, man? They do that shit on purpose too, man. So they know
don't
you forget
allow
about
you cancel at any point. Then I mean, even though it was months before the season started, like I missed it by like 2 days. They were like, "Sorry, you missed the window by 2 days. We can't let you out now."
And you're like, "Fine, cancel it now, assholes."
They're like, "We can't. You have to wait till next August to cancel it." So I have to wait till August. Like, there's like 4 day window that I could call in and cancel.
See, you know, did you at least get to talk to a human?
Through email.
Dude, don't get me on this shit right now, dude, because I know we're gonna be talking about movies, but I'm gonna go on this tirade in just a second, dude, about fucking support again, because support in this country sucks assholes. I mean, it really freaking sucks, and it pisses me off. I mean,
you don't have to tell me, because I was having a shitty experience.
Oh, with who? Please do tell.
Meta.
Still, oh, shocker.
Experience in Meta.
Meta and their shitty logins.
Yeah, but finally, I got it.
How many attempts
out.
Did it take you? How many days and how many attempts? Just curious.
It took me a little over a week and probably about 40 attempts to finally get it.
And 40 attempts before you actually got it resolved. You know what it was? Yep. They got tired of seeing your emails.
There's like, no email sent. It was a chatbot. There's no emails. That's the thing. You can't send emails.
The chatbot got tired of you. It was like, oh, my God. All right, fine. AI, we'll take care of it. Jesus.
Yeah, pretty much. That's pretty much exactly what happened. The chatbot was like, I give up.
Surrender. No. White flag. Hello.
No. Oh, God. But finally, so, I think I got it fixed, but I'm not 100%.
Yeah, just don't close. Don't log out and don't close your chat. Because that's the only thing that guarantees that you won't get fucked. So back to Netflix. There's been a lot of shit on Netflix as of late. There really hasn't been a whole lot of good shows.
I gotta be honest with you, man. I've really been enjoying the Korean shows on Netflix a lot.
That's different. I'm talking about Americanized shows. There hasn't been shit. Hollywood has put out absolute crap and garbage and regurgitated shit. I mean, it really has.
Yeah.
That's why I don't look forward to like redos or anything like that, because they're usually just terrible.
Yep.
The only good thing is the new Star Trek comes out at the end of the year.
Yeah, which is funny because I was just about to cancel my Paramount subscription, and then I was like, so one show I want to watch.
Yeah, they're increasing it by a dollar.
It's like every channel, like every service has one show that I like, so it's like, and every time I get ready to cancel it, it's like the next season's like out next month, so I'm like, man, if I cancel it, I'm just got to resubscribe, and then it's like, nah, why don't I just wait? And then by the time I think about it, it's like, oh my God, it's like this never ending loop of shit. So I don't even watch TV that much, which is the funny part. So
I'm going to be honest with you. I've been watching a show. Now we'll get back to Netflix in a second, but I've been watching a show on Apple TV.
Oh, really? What's it called?
And it's called Presumed Innocent.
Oh, I've seen the previews for that. That looks good.
With Jake Gyllenhaal. And it's so good, dude. So I think you would enjoy it. It's really good. And you don't know what to believe. You know what I mean? With him. And this is the first time I've seen him in this kind of role. So I think you might enjoy it. Yeah, I think you might enjoy it. Because there's like two or three shows on Apple TV that I've been really enjoying.
Go ahead, sorry.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, I keep trying to watch Ted Lasso on there, but I get started on the episode and then I fall asleep or something happens. So I have not been able to watch that one.
That's usually a hint and a half for your ass that maybe you shouldn't watch it. Just saying.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, it was a lot to take in.
So, speaking of not falling asleep on your ass, did you hear that Netflix is going to have this Netflix house?
Yes, I did, actually. I saw the announcement on that, and it looks pretty freaking wild, if you want to go into it.
No, explain. Explain to the user or the listeners. Users. See, I'm so used to talking to Meta and the rest of these asshats on the social media platforms that I forget that it's not users, it's listeners. So,
yes.
Anyway.
Okay, so basically what it is Netflix is opening what they call Netflix House. And it's kind of like it reminds me of Universal Horror Nights, Universal Studios Halloween Horror Nights, in that it's going to have like your favorite shows, like sets from your favorite show, and you can interact and immerse yourself in the world. So they were talking about like going to a ball in the Universal Bridgerton or jumping across the glass bridge in Squid Games, or any of the other, you know, Netflix properties that Netflix owns that it can make like sets from in the Netflix house that you can go and experience. one of the things is like the cooking shows, like, you know, Is It Cake? Like they'll have Is It Cake cake on in the house that you can buy and taste what the people were cooking. So I thought that was kind of interesting as a new concept. It's like total immersion, which is nice because like with the movie theaters, I really don't like going anymore because I get just as much pleasure out of my own house watching the movie, and I can pause it and go to the bathroom and do whatever I want. Like there's no real draw for me to go to the theater. The food's better here. The sound quality's on par with the movies for my listening, like my level of hearing. And my picture quality is big enough. Like it doesn't, it's not, of course, it's not like massive, but it's big enough for me to enjoy the movie. You know, I don't have any problems.
I like watching movies in your place, screen. Man. It's great.
Yeah.
Plus the hand jobs are incredible. Wait, what?
I got good help that really, really, really works hard at that.
Wait, what?
You know, making sure we're taken care of for our hand jobs.
Oh, nice.
Yep.
Canuba wax kicks ass. Wait, what?
Canuba wax.
But anyway, so let me get this straight. So you go to the Netflix house and you immerse yourself into this world. Are you watching this show or are you just going through like houses like you would at like Universal Studios Halloween Horror Nights?
Well, from what I've seen, it's actually like immersion. Like you're actually doing the event. Like it's going to be limited engagement. So it's like for the Bridgerton, they said like you could partake in the waltz, you know, like dressing up in the period pieces and everything is what they showed on this preview. And obviously I haven't seen it in real life, but it looked like it was complete immersion. Like you went into that realm and you got to do that experience.
And you can add it to your Netflix account for just $79.99 a month. Yep. I wonder what the price point's going to be for that. Or if it's going to be like
probably stupid expensive.
I'm going to say it sounds to me that's going to at least be $100.
At least
$100. And then you can go to the Netflix house. Where did they open one up at? Did they open them up yet? Or are they just in development?
They're in development, but they were talking about one in Texas and then another one somewhere else, nowhere near us. But, you know, we can dream.
I'm really surprised. I'm really surprised that Netflix didn't like go ahead and try it in Orlando, Florida. And the reason being is because it's such a huge tourist trap. And it's just the people that have Netflix would pay that money, whatever stupid, crazy money to go do it. You know what I mean?
It could be because maybe the pricing is so expensive.
What's that?
It could be because real estate's so expensive over there.
Yeah, it could be saying, okay, that might be too lefty.
And there's a lot of competition.
There's a lot of competition, but there's hundreds of thousands of people, you know, in that area all at one time too. I mean, I don't even like going into Orlando just because it's so damn busy.
Yeah. Yeah,
honestly, it just makes it shitty because it's just so crowded. Like, I don't know and understand how anybody would want to go to Orlando anyway during the summer because it's a fucking million degrees. You know what I mean? And they're walking around theme parks. You know what I mean? I mean, hey, I'm glad you're here because you're helping us, you know, not pay state taxes. But I'm just saying, y'all are fucking nuts.
Yeah,
walking out there in July, in August.
Terrible for the people that are visiting here during our summer, like the heat of the summer.
Oh, it's
especially
brutal.
If you're from somewhere like England or Europe where you're not used to that type of climate.
Northern Ireland, you're coming over to Orlando.
It's like you never see the sun, and then you're like, now it's like all sun all day, all the time, except for it'll just start raining out of the blue.
Hey, here's an Irishman in Orlando, Florida in June, July, and August. What the fuck is this shit, man? Fuck, this is fucking terrible hot. Holy shit, man. White people are melting. What the fuck? I can hear it now. You know what I mean? I can literally fucking hear it. I'm like, listen, you ginger fuck. You know what I mean? It's a fucking million degrees here. This ain't Northern Ireland where it stays 50, 60 degrees all year long. You know what I mean? I don't know. It may not be that way now with global warming. But, you know,
So what show would you want to go partake in from the Netflix catalog?
Oh, God, you would ask me that. So, unfortunately, they don't have a porn channel on Netflix. So,
I knew you were going to go that way. I knew it. I shouldn't even ask.
I know, right? You should already know where I'm going to pick. So, I don't know. I would have to like say, are you going to say current or are you going to say like all time?
Oh, all time, just any times. Yeah.
There's a part of me, as fucked up as this sounds, like Dexter might be kind of cool to do like the Dexter emerge. You know what I'm saying? Like just coolly immerse yourself in the Dexter world.
That's not a Netflix show, though.
You're listening to the Daily BM.
Well, they have it on Netflix. So if it's available on Netflix.
It has to be a Netflix property. Sorry.
Well, that's weak.
Because they don't have the rights to that. So they wouldn't be able to reproduce it without having a whole bunch of problems. So I don't think it's going to be any show that's on there. It's only the ones that are Netflix made. Is it Sandman? Is that the name of that one show?
I'm going to say with Netflix TV series. So let's see. Think about this for a second. Jesus. Fuck. Hell, I don't know, man. You caught me off guard. I thought, oh, okay, any title? Definitely Dexter, because I'd like to see, you know, how you can get away with murder. Just kidding.
But seriously. Yeah, true.
I don't know, man. Fuck.
Just here for the experience.
Yeah, you know. Now I don't think that show. I don't think that show 100 was on Netflix either, was it?
No, that's not.
Netflix started giving me some good shit. Fuck, I don't know, dude. I really don't know. I guess I'd have to wait and see. You know, what Netflix show that I can't remember anything that was made by Netflix, honestly. Because I see so much shit on the daily. I'm sure there's some damn good ones that I would. Oh, my God, dude. I'm freaking tired.
I know. I know. We didn't get much sleep last night.
Jesus Christ. You know, I really can't think off the top of my head of a Netflix show that I would really want to see it and be immersed in. What about you?
Oh, man. I don't know, dude. That Sandman show would be pretty wild to be in.
The Witcher.
Yeah.
The Witcher might be a cool one, man. I just thought of it. I was like, you know what, man? I really enjoyed the Witcher series. The last season was kind of like, you know, but I don't think I'm going to watch the new one without Harvey Keitel or whatever the hell his damn name is. But that would be kind of cool to be in that set because, you know, it's so dark.
I don't know if I like, I don't know if I like the new guy playing The Witcher. What's his name? Oh my God, what are their names?
They got the new guy playing Superman. He kind of looks like him, but I don't know, man. They just fucked that up. Maybe he just wanted too much money or they just didn't like him. I don't know. I don't know the story behind it enough. Maybe it's something we should bring up on the show.
We'll have to look. What about Sweet Tooth? Would you want to be in the world of Sweet Tooth?
No, this season sucked.
Yeah.
It sucked. It was bad, dude.
I haven't seen any of it.
I don't think they're gonna be able to bring another one. He finally found his mom. You don't want to. Yeah, it sucked.
Oh, I don't know anything about it. I've never watched it. I couldn't get into the first.
The first season was good, and then the second season, crap. Uh-huh. So I wouldn't put myself in that house.
What about Stranger Things? Would you want to be in Stranger Things? I don't know if I would. That'd be too scary.
Do you know what? Being in the under it might be kind of cool, dude. Just saying.
Oh,
I think I would. Mm. I would immerse myself in that world. That'd be cool as shit, actually. Being in Stranger Things. I mean,
yeah. Would be cool. Glow.
I thought you were going to say if you'd lick my butthole. No. I thought you were setting me up.
Do you remember the movie?
It would have been the perfect opportunity for you. Glow would be cool too, dude. Then you go out there and wrestle.
The gorgeous ladies of wrestling.
Yeah, then you get to wrestle. You know,
that brings me to another topic. Like, it goes back to the full circle. We're going to go full circle here real quick.
Okay.
In the beginning of this episode, do you remember how you're like, I just want to see Jessica Alba nude? Like, not exactly like that, but that's what you're kind of hoping for in this new Trigger movie.
Yeah, of course.
It seems like if you wait long enough, eventually, like, the actresses will get nude. Because I remember watching Community.
Oh, yeah, great show.
Girl.
Yep.
Yeah, the one girl that was super cute that always wore the skirts, and I don't know her character. But she's in Glow, and it's, like, full nudity, like, a lot. And it's like, wow.
Yeah, dude. And you know, the thing is, she's hot, too.
Oh, yeah, she's pretty. She's very pretty.
Yeah.
It's like if you wait long enough, you know, eventually it will happen.
It is so true, man. I mean, if you notice that, like, they've been doing a lot of, like, you see a lot of dicks now, too.
Oh, God, yeah. I mean, I don't know.
It's Allison Brie. Is that her name? Allison Brie?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, Allison Brie.
Allison Brie. That's right. Allison Brie.
We need to bring a lady on to see if like, they get the same satisfaction of seeing, like, a schlong, a big prosthetic schlong. I think a lot of those are prosthetics. I just hate to say it, but I do.
Because we all know dicks are small when it's cold. I mean, let's just face it.
Because I knew Mark.
Or whatever, yeah. You know, gifted with the cock.
I know in Boogie Nights, Mark Wahlberg had a prosthetic wiener.
prosthetic wiener. But no, every other woman that I've ever spoke to says that men's dicks are ugly.
I figured. I mean, they're not pretty. Like,
dicks and balls are ugly, dude. They're just ugly by nature, man. I mean, stand in the mirror and look at your own junk, dude, and you'll go, man, how does any woman give me a blowjob? Because this is the ugliest thing ever.
I know. There's not. That's the thing. There's nothing, like, really attractive about, you know, the dick. And
no,
the
not at all.
I just don't feel like, you know.
So what don't you like about them?
They just look sinister. They just look sinister. Like,
it's a one-eyed snake, man. Come on now, bro. Yeah,
exactly. It's like a little cyclops, like, staring you down. It's like, settle your ass down, motherfucker. Settle your ass down.
I feel for you, ladies. I feel for you what you go through, man. Because a woman's body is naturally beautiful, you know?
Oh, yeah. That's gorgeous. Like, it's just like curves and lines and, like, you know, symmetry. And a guy is like, just gross. I mean, just that part. Like, I can understand, like, you know, like the chiseled chest and the big shoulders and the pecs. Like, I can see women going, yeah, that's hot. You know, but then when you pan down to, like, the nether region, even the guy's butt, I can see like a guy's butt where they'd be like, oh yeah, that's cute. You know, yeah, that's he's got a good looking butt. But the penis, it's just like, you know, just there. It's just like, ugh.
Well, I'm glad you feel that way.
You know, it's just not. It's just not like
it's not that bad. They're actually kind of nice. I'd be like, oh, okay, well,
especially
just, hey, Jeff, go to the dailybm.com where you can see the application for new host. I'm just kidding. Yeah.
I mean, especially when it's not ready for action. You know, when it's just like hanging there, just like dangling, just like hanging out in the woods. Like, you know, like
hanging out in the woods,
flopping around at the nutsack. You know, just there, everything's just like, oh. When a woman runs naked, it's like, you know, on the TV, it's like, you know, graceful, elegant. It's like a deer, you know. When a guy is running, it's just like, you know, beans and sausage flopping everywhere. There's nothing attractive about it. It's like, dan, you know, like Conan the Barbarian style.
Beans and sausage.
Around.
Beans and sausage flopping around.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Listen, guys, we're gonna get out of here with the beans and sausage thing. But don't forget, when the Netflix house, if you're ever in an area where it's there, try it out. Let us know what you think, man, because I don't know if I'll ever do it, honestly. But it might be cool to just try
you
it
will.
Once. Yeah, probably once. I'll be you, like, okay, at least I did it.
You're much more likely to try it with your wife than I am with my wife. Your wife probably be like, let's go, you know, all over that shit. Because it's that's right up her alley. My wife would be like, eh, that's stupid.
No, I'll go with you. Well, it'll be more fun. Anyway.
I'll tell you, real quick before we get out of here, I did do the Game of Thrones pop-up when they were doing pop-up bars and themes and stuff with that. And that was actually really cool. Where they went in overnight and they converted like an entire pub or bar into Game of Thrones theme, you know, and it was pretty cool. I went to, I think, Atlanta to do that.
Oh, that'd be cool. Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
So, then let's just do it. Fuck it. Let's just try it.
Yeah.
We won't tell anybody. We'll just go do it.
No.
We'll just say, hey, we got to go on a business trip. Fly out.
Not a lot.
Why is this business trip 4 days? I don't know, man. It's a lot of work.
We can go do the thing. The Squid Games.
Yeah, two of us. I'd be out in the first round, dude. Be red light. Anyway, That'd be kind of cool doing the red light, green light shit.
Me too.
Yeah, I'm too slow.
Wouldn't that be shitty? I'm slow, fat, and unorganized, like uncoordinated.
Oh my god!
You're dead. Like I wouldn't be dead before I even started.
You're like, thanks for your $125. See you later. You're out.
Yeah,
that'd be my luck. Well, listen, guys, don't forget. Head over to thedailybm.com where you can follow us on all of our socials, and you can also head over to Rumble and YouTube and subscribe over there. We're a little behind on uploading some videos, so just bear with us. We'll get them up there of the shows. If you need to really hear us, just go to the podcast. Hello. Yeah. Duh. And don't forget, head over to masondangerbeardco.com where you get 20% off on all things just by using the promo code DailyBM. Mikey, got anything before we get out of here?
Hey, everybody, just have a great day and, you know, go live life to the fullest and try to enjoy a flick this Friday.
Yeah, flick the bean. See you later. We'll catch you on the flip side.
Have a good one.
Deuces.